Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. I don't even know how to do this. A blame game Monday, that was frustrating. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Only thing I can say is ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Well, that is true, Hugh Douglas. Good morning, everybody.
I know you didn't know how to take that.
I wasn't sure. Well, we got a lot going on here. We're going to get into everything today. And yesterday was a very frustrating day for the first time in a long time for the Eagles. We haven't had one of these days in a long time.
Haven't had an L in a long time. But since what? Early in the year?
Since September.
August, September?
September, Hugh Douglas. Yeah, yesterday we had our first one. And look, Hugh, there's a lot of blame to go around. There's a lot of frustration to go around. Big picture, did yesterday ruin the Eagles season? No. There's a lot of football left to be played. Let's hope Jalen Hurts gets himself back very quickly here, Hugh. But yesterday did knock their chances at the one seed almost down to nothing. They still have a very, very small chance, but it's minuscule chance
Slim.
For the one seed. It made things more challenging for the rest of the season. It opened up a Pandora's box on what life is like without Jalen Hurts. And for the first time, and don't you dare say I told you so, for the first time since September, the defense, which has been amazing this year, faltered. Hugh, let's react here. 215-592-9494, Commanders 36, Eagles 33. Hugh, what hit you the most? Obviously, the Jalen Hurts injury and then him leaving changed the whole football game.
The quarterback for the Commodores, man, he's fast.
He's a lot.
I mean, and it was one of those things. We talked about this Friday, and I talked about the fact that, you know, going into this game, Jaden Daniels hadn't really – like, the Eagles hadn't really had to spy quarterbacks. You talk about the caliber of Lamar Jackson and what they didn't do with him
sure. And
all these other things. So I didn't think that was a big deal to go out there and have to spy the quarterback. It was yesterday. I saw a lot of undisciplined play on a team, on a defense, that normally plays pretty disciplined throughout the whole year. They've been pretty solid up front as far as with their lane integrity and things of that nature. Yesterday, you saw guys running around quarterbacks, not staying on the same level behind him. You can't do that with a quarterback of his caliber. Now, this is not an excuse, but I feel like – in the first game, because he was hurt, the quarterback was hurt, Jaden Daniels, that the defense took for granted his ability to run. You know, and I was just sitting here talking to Seth, and he can run. Like, he's fast. And you know, for me, I listened to a lot of the game on the radio. Shout out to the guy that I met at the AT&T store that told me that if the Commodores win today, he was going to call and talk trash. He's probably going to be calling because he's a Commodores fan.
No.
But, yeah, it was one of those games, man, where they came to play. You got to give them props. I know everybody's saying, oh, we should have won that game. Yeah, it looked like it was skewing that way.
Yeah.
Should have won that game. Quarterback gets knocked out. It was unfortunate, but – I mean, hey, tip your hat off to the Commodores, man. They played well.
Yeah, well, the Eagles still should have won the game. Look, the Eagles forced 5 turnovers yesterday. Over the last 10 years, teams to force 5 turnovers in a game, 71-5. You ready for this? Last 20 years, 235-18. You force 5 turnovers, you win the football game. That's the NFL. It didn't happen yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, let's address the elephant in the room, but I'm going to address it in a different way. Yes, obviously losing Jalen Hurts changed that football game. Obviously. Without him, it was not as easy for them to run their offense the way they typically do. And the run game certainly didn't feel as
zesty.
Open. Zesty, sure. We'll use
zesty
that word.
Might not be a good word.
But you know what? That's fine. We're off and running now. But, guys, I don't think they lost the game because of Kenny Pickett. I thought Kenny Pickett, for what he was asked to do, what he did, was fine. Like, did I think he played great? No, he's a fringe starter, mostly probably a backup now the rest of his career. I thought he was fine.
He was decent.
Yeah, he was decent. I thought he made some throws. He threw the touchdown to AJ. He hits Devontae in the hands, which should have finished the game. The Eagles lost that game yesterday Yes, this part of the story is that Jalen went out, clearly, and they missed some of the things he does well, especially with his legs. But I thought they lost the game, number one, because their defense, which I sat here last week and said is one of the best I've ever seen, stunk in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, they allowed drives yesterday. In the fourth quarter of that game, of 61-87-57, they allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter yesterday. That's losing football. They lost yesterday because their discipline was terrible. I know everyone's mad at the refs for the CJGJ thing. He's got to be smarter, Hugh. If you already have a personal foul, you got to be toeing that line on what you're doing out there, because they missed him when he went out of that game. They had 10 penalties in the game. They had 12 men on the field on a touchdown pass by the Commanders. So their discipline was all over the place. Jalen Carter also had a big penalty. Their special teams yesterday cost them in a major way. I mean, the Commanders' average field position in the second half was like the 40-yard line. Every kickoff, they're running the ball back to the 40-yard line. They couldn't cover anything. So the defense stunk yesterday in the late in the game. The discipline was terrible. Their special teams was bad. And, Hugh, I'll even put this above the picket thing. Devontae Smith's got to catch the ball. I mean, that game is over.
That's money. That's a play that you make routine. And I know, you know, you have to move on. You can't live in the past. But it's unfortunate. There was a lot of stuff yesterday that happened that you could point at that lost this game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
I'll say this, though. It's not as bad as it feels. It's not the end of the world. And I know in college football, they say you'd rather lose early than lose late. In this situation, I think it just puts everything in perspective. Like, number one, the biggest thing I thought about, and I just take you through my thought process a little bit watching that game. Well, listening to the game, because I was in the car. And when initially, when Kenny Two Gloves came in, I didn't know Jalen was that hurt. Because, you know, there was a lot of speculation on the sideline what was going on.
Well, no one did. I mean, because he went out, right? Then they put him in the medical tent. I don't know if you saw it here. You maybe have seen it since. So they checked him out initially, and then he kind of came back and put his helmet on and gave a thumbs up to the referee. Like, he thought he was fine. Obviously, Hugh, when it comes to this kind of stuff, it's an independent doctor. The doctor's going to tell him. He's not going to tell them.
Yeah, yeah. So as it progressed through it, I was like, okay, maybe they just want to see how Kenny looks on this drive. And then, you know, he threw the touchdown to AJ and things like that. And then as the game progressed, then you saw that it was a lot more serious. And then that's when the game started to change. Because if you noticed, you know, the Commodores, and I know they're the Commodores, people coming, oh, it's the Commanders. No, it's the Commodores. It's still the Commodores. I know what I'm doing. When the Commodores figured out Jalen wasn't coming back in the game, it changed everything, man. Like, now you can just pin years back and go, because Kenny Two Gloves ain't taking off running. And if he does, we're fast enough to catch him. That's the mentality that you have. You saw on a lot of plays. This is something that I haven't seen happen as I talk with my hands, people, and y'all can't see it. But just imagine, follow me on this. I haven't seen all year long the backside defensive end, when the play is going away from him, take such a hard pursuit angle to run the running back down when he's trying to pick a hole.
Yep.
That happened a lot yesterday. I heard that a lot, and I'm like, damn, they haven't been able to do that all year. And you know why? Because normally when you have Jalen back there and Jalen's running that RPO, as I do hand gestures that you can't see, Jalen rides the running back, and he has the ability to pull it out. The quarterback, the defensive end, excuse me, normally has to slow play that. He has to keep his shoulders square and make sure. Don't laugh at that, Kyle.
No, I'm not laughing at you. It's not you.
You gotta keep your shoulders square and make sure that the quarterback doesn't come on a naked boot. And when Kenny Pickett's out there, Kenny Two Gloves is not that fast.
No.
So I could, as a defensive end in my prime, I could run down there and see that. And if he tries to take it out and run, you can run Kenny down.
Yeah, it made the run game more complicated. It did. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday, commenting on what happened and the sloppy nature of his football team.
Just curious what your biggest takeaway is from it.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I have to be able to watch the tape and tell you everything what happened, but just sloppy, sloppy with penalties, sloppy with too many men on the field, sloppy with our fundamentals. And when you play a good football team like we played today, and you're sloppy regardless of how many turnovers you force, it's going to be hard to win. And I think, what I said to those guys is, like, when it's sloppy with every piece of that, that's always going to be on me as the head coach.
Well, they were sloppy yesterday. Yeah, look, the quarterback situation obviously changed the game. But did Kenny Pickett light it up? No. Did he play terrible? No. They scored 26 points with him in the football game. With the defense that we have here, that should have been enough yesterday.
Should have been.
I mean, they allowed 22 fourth quarter points, and they were undisciplined. Yeah, this is the stuff with it's not Sirianni's fault that his players were undisciplined, but also like he runs an undisciplined ship. He's a hothead on the sidelines, and sometimes his players are. That frustrated me yesterday. Let's also hear from Devontae Smith, and like you never want to put a game on one moment, one player, but man, he catches that ball 99 and a half out of 100 times. He's got sure hands. He just dropped it yesterday. Here's Devontae after the game taking accountability for what would have probably ended the game.
I just dropped the ball. I mean, I ain't gonna beat myself up over it. It's life, part of the game. And I made all the tough kids there, and then the easy one I had, I dropped. It is what it is. Trust the game. Ain't nobody else fault but mine.
You'll move on from this and obviously not let it weigh down on your shoulders much.
That game over with. Ain't nothing I can do about it now.
Was it one of those where you just looked it in, or you?
I just dropped the ball. Yeah. Ain't no teaching on it. Catch the ball. It's simple.
I like that in that moment they go to you.
Yeah, for sure. I was calling for it, and when they put it in my hand, I got to make the damn play.
I mean, I like the accountability.
Me too.
He said charges the game. He's not lying, and you could tell at that moment he's frustrated with the way that the outcome of the game was, but he's right. You have to live with that, and you have to get ready for the next one. That was a hard pill for him to swallow. You could tell he cares. I don't want anybody out there to think that Devontae doesn't care, because he did. He's just handling that the best way that he can under the circumstances.
And I still trust him. I would throw him the ball again in that spot next week and the week after and the week after. He makes that catch 99 out of 100 times. He just dropped it. And look, the game's over if he catches it. So he catches it. I think there's 2:02 on the clock when the ball drops.
Yeah.
He catches it. It goes to the warning 2 minutes. They have one timeout. The Eagles could take three knees, and the clock goes down to 35 seconds. And then that, there's no chance the Commanders. I mean, I know they threw a Hail Mary earlier this season, but realistically, the game ends if Devontae catches that football. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react. Little blame game Monday. I forgot how to do this. We haven't done one of these since September. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost yesterday? Hugh, what's your official take on this? I go the defense. The defense lost the game.
Yeah, the defense. You know,
the defense lost the game.
The defense didn't lose the game.
I wonder if it's a necessity today if they lost the game.
See, we weren't going to be paid.
We were
going to let that
go. After a loss?
No, we was going to let that go. We was going to let that go. I wasn't going to say a word.
I told you so. It's in the meeting today.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wait a second.
No.
As soon as
like
we sat
times.
Down, he sat no. there like, I told you so, Douglas.
No, I wasn't talking about the defense. I was talking about the mentality of the Commodores. I remember, since we're here.
Oh, boy. Here
since
we go.
You opened
here
the door,
we go.
I tried to tell y'all Friday that you should never underestimate your opponent, and I got called plant-based. And to all the callers that called, they want to call me mean and hurtful names because they talk about, you're giving it too much respect.
Hughes hunches.
No, I'm just saying.
What happened to your Bears yesterday?
No, I'm just
got
saying.
Rocked.
They got dragged. Yeah, I knew it was bad for me with the Bears when they were already talking about going on vacation. But you know how it is. When you have a take, you got to, if it's bad, you got to lean all the way into that thing, man. And then when you find out that it's you were wrong, then you make excuses.
Yeah, you ignore it. You run away. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking? What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost the game yesterday?
There's no need to overcomplicate this at all. Okay. I understand the defense did not have a great day. Kenny Pickett didn't throw up all over himself. The special teams were allowing short fields the entire game. The biggest reason they lost this game is because the starting quarterback got injured early on. It's the number one, far and away, the biggest reason that the Eagles are not victorious today. There's no doubt in my mind. It changed everything from the way that the Commanders were able to defend Saquon to our defense having to be on the field a lot more often than they should have been. The Commanders turned the ball over 5 times. 4 when you count when Pickett started the game. The Eagles scored 6 points off of those turnovers. If you look at the drives we had while Kenny Pickett was in, 42 seconds, 54 seconds, 2 minutes, 47 seconds, 1 minute, 52 seconds. The defense allowing 36 points is squarely on the fact that we could not keep possession of the ball and continue drives. We don't mean that. It's exactly what happened. Like, you know what it reminds me of? When we played the Niners in the NFC Championship game a few years ago. The Niners, who had a great defense going into that game, but they lost their quarterback. and they could not keep the ball. They could not stay on the field on offense. So they ended up allowing 31 points. Like, this is what happens when you give them so many opportunities. You had the cap. They left so much meat on the bone. I know they put up the 33 points. They should have put way more. They should have held the ball for way longer.
They held the ball for 36 minutes in the game.
Joe, but I understand that. But if you look at the amount of opportunities that we had, we didn't possess it enough. I don't care if it was just if it was 36 minutes. It should have been like 50 if you look at the way that game went.
No,
obviously, I'm exaggerating. But just think about the amount of opportunities that we had and what the drives looked like when Jalen was on the field. We're driving all the way down the field. The longest drive we had with Pickett was an 8-minute drive. You know what that looked like? 12 plays, 36 yards, and it ended in a field goal.
Sure,
I mean, he wasn't good enough. It's okay to say. He's a backup.
I see that. So, look, I understand your point, and I understand the game would have looked for if Jalen was out there, clearly. But when I think about Kenny Pickett's game yesterday, Hugh, I actually would phrase it exactly how Kyle did, but the opposite. I thought he was good enough to finish the game and win. He threw the ball to Devontae to finish the game. Devontae catches the game. It's the same exact Pickett game, and we say, well, he was good enough yesterday. Hugh, I thought Pickett was good enough.
He was.
To finish a win.
Let me say this. If I'm allowed to be the former defender that I was.
I guess we'll let you pretend.
Let me pretend for like a second. If I've been on the number one defense all year long, and we've been shedding teams out, and we give up 36 points, who do you think that I think it's on?
The defense.
Because it is. Because we've been the tip of the spear. We've been the catalyst for the success of this team for the last couple weeks. All I've heard that I've been ridiculed for weeks is the reason why we're winning games is because of the defense. So yesterday was my day. Yesterday was my day to shine, especially when you talk about my quarterback going down the way that he did. So, damn it, it's on me as a defender to make sure, even though he's out, that what was the average a week? 13 points a week? We were giving up 13 points a week. We gave up 36 points.
They forced five turnovers.
And you know what? You forced five turnovers. And you gave up 36 points.
No, so
I actually think it makes it worse.
Well, no. So is anyone going to convince me today that this defense is that bad that they allowed 36 points when you turn it over five times? We know they're not.
What I'm trying to tell you is this: as a defender, as a former defender, I don't feel good because we gave up 36 points and we had five turnovers. That's the thing. The quarterback did his job.
But, like, we can do the math here. Connect the dots as to why we allowed 36 points after allowing five turnovers.
Put it like this.
Because the offense wasn't making the most of those opportunities.
Wait a minute. What was the score before Jalen went out?
14-0.
You know all Kenny had?
No, it was 7-0. Kenny threw the touchdown to make it 14-0.
Okay, it was 7-0, right?
Jalen was still in the game when they got the ball back, turnover 7-0, but Kenny finished the drive. Right.
So in all fairness.
And then he threw a pick, by the way.
In all fairness, if I had been, because you're saying I've been averaging 13 points a game, right?
Defensively, yeah. Giving up.
So in all fairness, if Kenny Pickett has 7 on the board when he came in, right? Only thing Kenny Pickett had to do was giving me 7 more points, and we should have won that game. And that's the reality.
Guys, if
no,
Jalen
that's the reality.
No. Here's the reality.
It's a reality.
No, here's the reality. If Jalen Hurts is on the field for the Eagles, this looks like one of those games where we're holding Washington to only 13 points. We are possessing the ball for longer. That game went like 5 hours.
I get, but
we kept giving them the ball back.
At some point, the defense is going to have to make a big stop against a huge offense. And yesterday,
they made five.
But actually,
and then punts and turnover on downs not included.
But then,
how many possessions did they have?
36 points. The game. Jake Elliott makes the field goal to put him up 5 at the end. Right? He puts him up 5. There's 1:57 to go. That's it.
And
make the
we
stand.
We picked the ball off and then held the ball for 55 seconds and only put a field goal on the board.
Sometimes you need to make another stop.
Joe, they made more than
Devontae
they made like maybe
the
10.
Ball. Devontae dropped the ball.
They shouldn't have been in position for that to have impacted the game the way it did. We should have blown that team out. All we right. would have if our starter was in.
Yeah,
it's so obvious.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would have happened. Well, all I know is what happened was they had enough offense to win the game, and the defense stunk yesterday. The special team stunk yesterday. The discipline on the team stunk yesterday. I mean, I can't have the starting safety, who's a huge part of my defense, get thrown out of the game.
That's the thing. Listen, I'm not mad at CJ GJ because
he's got to grow up. You got to
know the situation, man. Like the Commodores played with they did everything they wanted to do. They were the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
They came out and they they got you off your square. You can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, you can't. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. What was the biggest reason the Eagles dropped their first game since September? Positive Kevin in Cranford's up first. Hey, Positive Kevin.
Stop. We're not going anywhere with this defense. Even if Jalen Hurts was playing, we would have still lost. This defense will be a first round exit in the playoffs. We suck. We're not going anywhere with this damn defense. Anywhere. We stink.
This will break
your
head.
I just can't believe it. We lost the defense. We gave up 34 points to stupid Commanders. Are you kidding me? We suck. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to the Super Bowl. We'll be a third round after the playoffs. That's it. It doesn't matter. We lost the defense. Even if Taylor has to play, we're still going to lose. Because the defense stinks. Back because we have no pass rushers who can pass rush. We suck.
You're right, Kevin. You know what? If anyone was like, you know what? What's WIP going to sound like the first time they lose after 10 straight wins? That's the first.
I'm sorry,
today.
That's moron.
It's funny
to me that he caught in with all that on a couple days before Christmas. Ain't heard from Buddy in the last three, four, five, six, 7 weeks.
So I think it's over the top. I don't think we should be that down today. Okay. But he did have one point in there. What point did he make? One point that kind of like was spilled into all the yelling and screaming that is, I would call something I'm concerned about. That pass rush in the fourth quarter was dead. I know Josh Sweat was in and out of the game. I think it was an ankle injury. They didn't get anywhere near Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter. I mean, he had time. He moved around. They felt. Remember, we keep saying they feel thin there. And Huff maybe
it finally caught up to him.
It just felt like when Sweat went out, all they had on the field was Hunt and Smith. And did you see them near Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter?
But yeah. I think what happened was this, and this is just my humble opinion as a former defender. He didn't look like the dude that. You saw the first time you played.
He was way better.
Hey, man, listen. When he took off, good God. And I'm just laughing because I'm watching it and I'm like, damn, you know how when you see somebody, a couple like in college, whatever, you see and we know this defense is fast. Man, when he took, it was like he put one foot in the ground, he was gone.
Well, buckle up, Hugh, because if the playoff matchups stay the way they are right now, we're seeing him again in 3 weeks here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
215-592-9494. Your chance to react here. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost that football game yesterday? I don't think it was Jalen going out. I think the defense, the special teams, the discipline, the drop, all bigger reasons than Kenny, who I just thought was fine. He played a fun game. He wasn't great. He wasn't anything special. He's backup quarterback. But I didn't think the quarterback thing lost him the game yesterday. 215-592-9494. Plus, more from Nick Sirianni and Kenny Pickett on the offense, how they played, what they saw, all coming up along with your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.